The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, listening to you.
If you look at the over 55s, this group from this research, nearly 48%, nearly half of them said that they have or they've been willing to kind of retrain or volunteer, even to relocate to try and achieve their kind of career ambitions. So it's interesting that I think it's something to do coupled with the fact that, you know, we're living longer now. The society has just changed in terms of how we label careers. So we're not just like a one career person. So we do understand that there are opportunities. And I think the fact that, you know, retraining, if we talk about training and education, you know, again, there's a change there. It's not a case that we have to go to a physical location and sign up for, you know, X amount of money for a period of time. There are online things and opportunities now where you can do bite-size, you know, testing, which is always good. If you want to kind of get yourself out of a rut, don't think about big change. Don't think about changing black to white or you know, waking up on a Monday as a postman and then on a Tuesday you're going to be a kind of a scientist. It's about the small things, and that will give you confidence as well.
Yeah, it's never too late, I suppose, is the message. I'm just looking at the top 10 dream jobs of the over 55s, and as you've suggested, they're very similar to the top 10 dream jobs of a 15-year-old. You want to be writers, scientists, actors, historians, footballers, businessmen or women, train drivers, doctors, archaeologists or artists. We'd all, I suppose, love to dabble in a bit of that from time to time. And there's no reason why you can't be a writer if you're a postman or whatever, or indeed why you couldn't get involved in a science club or amateur dramatics or the reading of history or coaching football teams. We can do all of that, can't we?
Yeah, we can. And I think there's a lot of pressure on us when we first kind of go into the job market. You know, we get pressure from parents. There's social conformity in terms of what we think is acceptable. Our egos are quite kind of inflated then. So it's kind of we don't want to take on embarrassing jobs or things that make us look boring. So you're right. I think we get to the sort of stage in life where we're much more kind of psychologically robust and armed to do things we want to do rather than things that we feel we need to do. And from a physiological point of view, we know that the brain is receptive, you know, up until your last breath. It doesn't just sort of stop learning and changing, you know, when you get to your 30s. It's receptive. So you can actually change, you know, the way that your brain thinks and learns, you know, well into later life. I think this is quite encouraging to think, if you think about that, you know, the fact that from a physiological organs perspective, it's up for it. And the fact that, you know, you know yourself more, you're probably, you know, much more in tune with your needs and your values. And there's something to be said about the positive motivation of choosing things that you, you know, might enjoy rather than choosing something out of necessity. I've got to pay, you know, the rent, the mortgage, got to get food on the table, going to make sure the kids are okay. You know,
yeah,
kind of get a little bit of a release from that somewhat.
Totally, but then you're thinking, and you touched on it, volunteering, you're thinking, hobby. The digital age has given us many chances to learn, and that is almost foisted upon us because we need to understand how to operate a computer or a tablet or a camera or whatever, or we'll be left behind by the kids of today.
Yes, and I think, you know, and again, this future learn research is sort of evidence to the fact that people are quite willing to take on small steps. So, you know, take on a 2-week course about photography or about writing or, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, what that allows us to do is almost like it's a sandbox, isn't it? We can play around. I've always wanted to be a photographer. Let's do a 2-week photography course. Oh, actually, it's not what I thought it was about. But actually, what I did learn was that I can write quite well. Oh, okay, let's try and, you know, go on to the next block. So, you know, it's this kind of playing around that allows. And I think that from a psychology point of view, there's a lot of positivity there.
Yeah, and positivity needs to be the main word. Simon, good speaking to you. Thank you.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.